In Minneapolis today, rescue workers retrieved two more bodies from the wreckage of the I-35W bridge. Meanwhile, federal transportation officials warn states to look out for two problems that may have contributed to the bridge collapse. The first is the placement of construction equipment and materials on a span. The second has to do with a possible design flaw in the 35W bridge. Here's NPR's Jason Bobian.
The National Transportation Safety Board's investigation into the 35W bridge failure won't be completed for months, and the NTSB chairman, Mark Rosenker, says his agency is looking at various theories of what caused the collapse. But on Wednesday, the NTSB said in a press release they found a design issue with gusset plates on the 35W. Gussets are steel plates that tie the beams of a bridge together. This led Transportation Secretary Mary Peters to immediately caution local officials that stress on gussets may have been a factor in the collapse. Kent Harry is a professor of structural engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, says it's unusual to see the NTSB suggest so early in an investigation that one element is of major concern to them.
I think you have to interpret it that there's something that they have seen or that they're concerned with that they obviously want to nip in the bud. What it is, I think, is simply a matter for speculation at this stage.
This afternoon, an NTSB official in Minneapolis said the gusset issue is being overblown. Transportation Secretary Peters, in her warning to local bridge officials, also said they should be cautious about the stress construction vehicles and stockpiled raw materials are putting on the nation's bridges. A construction crew was working on the deck of the 35W when it buckled. Harris at the University of Pittsburgh says this federal warning is also a bit odd. The 35W didn't have any weight limits on it. He notes that bridges are designed to be able to support heavy trucks, even trucks carrying construction equipment and supplies.
A stack of gravel or a pile of gravel has to come off a dump truck. So the load is already there on the dump truck and it's simply being transferred, and one would expect it to not overload any particular element of the structure.
In Congress, there have been calls for a hike in the federal gas tax to fund repairs to the nation's aging highway infrastructure. The federal gas tax hasn't gone up since 1993. President Bush today, however, criticized the way the House Transportation Committee allocates highway funds.
From my perspective, the way it seems to have worked is that each member on that committee gets to set his or her own priority first, and then what's ever left over is spent through a funding formula. That's not the right way to prioritize the people's money. So before we raise taxes, which could affect economic growth, I would strongly urge the Congress to examine how they set priorities. And if bridges are a priority, let's make sure we set that priority first and foremost before we raise taxes.
The push to boost the gas tax, however, is being led by the new chairman of the House Transportation Committee, Jim Oberstar of Minnesota. Jason Bobian, NPR News.